Because I'm ready to play some Minecraft as well. And I know you're ready to hit that rust.
So are you ready to go ahead and get to it?
It's rock and roll, man. One way or the other, it's going to start.
All right. And in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Well, what's up, everybody? It's Wednesday. It's too early. Those too early. Oh no! Was
you got to give me time to split.
You're doing this shit on purpose. You're just trying to throw me off.
No, you got to give me. You got to give me time to split. All right. I got to be able to split the footage and input the your goofy ass face is just stuck on there. All right.
Are we frozen already?
We were. But no. I need time to split. Just. When
I haven't closed. Okay.
Just give it just 1 second after that. We've done this 12 times before. In 5.
Why? Whoa.
What?
Let me close the Fox app. I forgot to close that.
All right.
Let me make sure. I'm gonna just, let me send out a text real quick because I don't want this shit to go weird.
Don't worry, guys. We're about to start the show. It's a long intro. Some things haven't.
You need to really. You're not gonna do all this, are you?
100%.
All right. Well, you know, sometimes it's good to see how the sausage is made. I guess.
Yeah.
So.
All right.
I wasn't ready. I didn't. Okay.
Okay. In 5, 4, 3, 2.
Are you eating right now? Are you serious? What the hell? Okay, enjoy your snack, Jake. Let me finish this story.
Hey, but, yo, smoke a blunt. Forget about it. Forget about
it. We're all having a party. We're having fun. We like to have fun.
We like to have fun here.
We like to have fun here.
No.
Actually, if you're listening,
I know we're supposed to be bringing the funny, Jake.
If you're listening to this podcast, you know. Actually, turn it off. Let's give them 5 seconds.
What's up, everybody? And welcome to Wednesday's episode of Two Grumpy Elephants.
That was much better.
I am your host, Jason. Mr. Taskmaster over here is Jake.
What's up, everybody? How's it going?
It's Grump Day. So we're going to have a little episode. This is our, third or second? This is our third, right?
What?
We're on our third Wednesday episode?
I guess.
Because we started the week you were on call. I think you're right. This is our third episode of Grump Day. So I hope everybody enjoyed last week's episode on Sunday. We are on all the mentioned platforms of Spotify, Apple, Google, and YouTube. So you can find us there. You can follow us. You can like us. You can share us. You can shoot comments. We did have a little, fun game last time, and we were hoping that we could get some feedback, but we didn't. So shame on you. So if you do participate, that would be great. Maybe we didn't see it. If we didn't, if we missed it, resend it. We'll put it on the next podcast.
I say as I'm checking the podcast email right now.
Did you forget that, Jay? I swear to God, if you just if there's some up there, then we owe an apology to whoever posts.
No, there's none. There's none up there.
Diligence, but I don't.
There's none up there. So what the fuck are you guys doing?
Yeah. I mean, I would really love to post the show some of that stuff tonight. That would have been awesome. But That's fine. Not everybody likes to participate. They like to sit in the background.
Who commented on episode 7?
What did they say?
Ron DeSantis, Tim Scott, 2024.
That's a ticket
I'd be marking ink on.
I believe that was my brother's brother-in-law.
Okay.
He started hardcore listening to us last week. He's a huge fan. Yes, sir. He's a huge fan. He started at episode 1, and last I talked to him, he was at 6.
Well, shit, so, man. Traces out to him. Traces out.
Trace out to, I won't call out his name because I hadn't got permission. So, but he knows who I'm talking about. Okay. So we had our long weekend. I hope everybody enjoyed your long weekend, which was Memorial Day. And
we're putting it in quotation marks.
I didn't put Memorial Day in quotation
marks.
Long weekend, because that's what Biden and Harris were saying. Did you see, a side note, did you see what Biden tweeted right before the weekend started?
No.
Okay, all it said was, stay cool out there.
Stay breezy. Stay breezy. Stay breezy. Stay breezy. What the fuck?
He didn't say nothing about the Memorial Day or anything like that. It was just, stay cool out there this weekend, or something to that effect. That was it. And I thought that was hilarious, but I also thought that was kind of shitty, you know, because there was a reason for that holiday. We talked about it last podcast.
Yeah.
I'm not going to go into it too deep.
You said a couple things on it, and, you know, we had our day where we remember those, you know, all gave some gave all, you know. We're remembering the fallen soldiers who protected our freedom. And now that we had that day, now we can get into Gay Pride Month.
That's exactly where I was going. You stole my thunder just a bit. Just a bit. But, yeah, we transitioned from remembering fallen soldiers to, what do you call it now? Is it Gay Pride Week? LGBT27.
QAIP or something like that.
LMNOP? I don't know.
I'm not sure.
They were changing the acronyms a lot.
Yeah.
For a little while, so I kind of lost track of it because that's not my lifestyle.
No, and that now is yours. Well, now we're gonna have fucking History Month shoved down our throats.
Hey, I didn't say whether or not I approved or disapproved of it. I just said it wasn't my lifestyle. Let me have my freedom, okay? You either believe in freedom or you don't. Okay, so that's the recap. You never told me in prep that you wanted to do anything extra special or anything like that.
What?
For this episode, like make a drawing. We're not going to do that today. We're just going
to... okay. I didn't have anything planned.
So. Okay. Well, I didn't either. And, you know, I still thought my drawing was awesome. I will give you the win on that drawing just for, I guess, color.
Or creativity.
Dude, mine was just from the heart, dude. Mine was like, where is it?
Yours looks like a heart, like a human heart.
I don't know what happened to the chin. I really don't. I gave her way too much chin, bro. But I could remind people if I could find it right off the bat. But, you know, fuck it. I'm not going to do it. You saw it. If you didn't see it, then go watch last episode.
Last week we did a kind of like a in-house drawing contest where we drew Hillary Clinton, and we said, you know, if you guys drew something and emailed it to us at number2grumpyelephants@gmail.com, we would post that this week. Nobody emailed us because Marty doesn't draw anything, I guess. We plan on doing shit like that here from time to time, so just keep an ear out for these little games we'll have, and we'll try to include some of the listeners in as well. But it was fun. It was a good time.
It was fun.
Last week was Hillary Clinton, like I said.
We got the two wrongs don't make a right game.
LeBron, yeah. You're next.
Yo, shots fired. Okay, what so let's get started. Let's get on track here. My story starting out is I read off of Newsmax today that Trump. I know we mentioned this a couple episodes ago that Trump had his new website from the desk of Donald Trump. Well, apparently that has been shut down by Trump for some unknown reason. I don't want to speculate because I don't want to get my heart broken today. I it's going to be a long week for me.
That's what you thought.
My first thought was, okay.
It could be over.
It went right off the bat. And so right off the bat, I'm like, no, we can't. I can't deal with this today. You can't, Trump can't go nowhere, But if you wait for the whole story to finally come out instead of jumping the gun in an knee-jerk reaction, I finally got to the point where it was a decision to do this for future endeavors, okay? So maybe there's something else being planned. I guess Trump's tech guy or whatever his advisor said he could come out later and give us more information in the future. So something's coming down the pipeline with that. But that website's still up, however.
Keystone Pipeline.
Huh?
Keystone Pipeline. I was just dropping that in there.
Okay, but still, what I'm saying is, I don't think this is a thing. I thought it was a thing at first, the way the headline read, but I don't really think that now. I still think a doozy's coming of a bombshell. Mark my words, if you don't know what I'm talking about, go to a boring episode that we had maybe 3 weeks ago, maybe it was. Check it out. When I was talking about Trump and Pence, man, not being on the same ticket. Yeah, I said it.
Yeah, he said it.
I think that's the thing. Okay. You're freezing up, son. I can't see you laughing or are you shaking your head. I didn't know if you were laughing at that or shaking your head in disgust or, oh, shit, I got a lot of editing to do or what. I don't know. You can leave it in. I said it. Whatever.
I don't know. Wait, what did you say that I would have to edit out?
I don't chew my cabbage twice.
Who doesn't chew his cabbage twice? Fucking Marty, dude. Finish your fucking cabbage. That was some good shit. That shit looked good.
Dude, that shit looked good that day. Did it not?
Yeah, fucking
awesome, man. All right, back on track. Dude, we are getting way off the rails here. All right, so Trump shuts it down. I think he thought that he would get the same kind of attention and whatnot as he was getting on Twitter and that he was getting on Facebook. And, this is not one of those, it's not that platform doesn't work well in the, on the go. You know what I'm saying? Your phone and type it in. You know what I'm saying? It's not like an app,
Yeah, and so. we had brought this up at work a little bit. You're not going to be able to compete with these big tech companies.
No.
Your Twitters, your Facebooks, your YouTubes. You just can't do it.
Let me just say this. Trump's going nowhere. If he was, he wouldn't be doing these rallies coming up, okay? Don't get whatever. Don't get depressed about nothing like that. Don't get discouraged is what I was trying to say. I can't leave this podcast without messing up a word. That's a promise I make to you every day. Okay? So don't get discouraged. Don't get worried that Trump's out of the picture. If you're a true Trump fan like me, ride or die. Then there's still something coming down for us Trump fans. So, is it a Trump DeSantis? Is it a DeSantis? I don't know. I don't see Trump being on the lower side of the ticket. No, I just don't no. see that.
His ego okay. wouldn't let that happen.
No, that's big boy. That's big guy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He's up top, you know.
Andrew Cuomo? All
right. No, I was doing my upper New York. I don't know. I feel like Andrew came from the wrong side of the street.
He came from the wrong side of the ball sack is where he came from.
Yeah, brown stain on the match. I mean, oh, yeah. Okay, so, all right. So, this is what it is. I'm going to leave it alone. I'm really not going to speculate. I don't think it's nothing. It was just newsworthy because it popped up. I freaked out today. I mean, I really did. I kind of flipped. Like, what the hell am I getting ready to read? I was a little worried to even open it. But anyway, I don't think it was anything. We'll see what happens. You haven't heard the last of Trump. Don't even worry about that. So, moving on. Have you got your vaccine yet, Jake?
Nope.
I haven't either. But if you go to West Virginia and you get yourself a vaccine, you're going to get yourself a gun, too.
No shit.
Now, I swear to God, I've read it four different places, but it's not like I can confirm that this is real.
Dude, money's tight around here. I might be going to go get a fucking vaccine.
I tried so hard to confirm this, okay? But I've read in multiple areas that West Virginia, and this is funny because my wife is from West Virginia, and she's proud of that. And she takes offense to any kind of talking of West Virginia. I am changing my voice to be a bit hilly, but I'm going to be sleeping on the couch tonight. You understand? All right, but no, I saw a thing where they're giving out guns to get their vaccine goal, to hit their vaccine goal, whatever the hell that is. So my thought was, who are they marketing to?
I don't know.
Okay, is that a Democratic-led campaign to give out guns? Right? West Virginia is a red state.
Yeah.
For now.
Who's
doing that marketing? Who started that campaign? I don't know. I don't know if it's real or not. But if it's real, how fucking badass awesome is that? I thought that was fucking cool.
Like I said, but, dude, them things are expensive. I'll get a vaccine now, for one.
It didn't say what kind of gun. Okay? It could just be a 22 rifle.
Don't be throwing me no fucking Red Ryder and then saying, come back in two weeks for shot two.
They may try to give out the muzzle loaders, you know, the old gunpowder and the flint and the, you know, the ramrod. You know, what, you know, maybe that, I would love one of those, by the way.
Assassin's Creed Black Flag.
One. Fuck yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
All right, we're done with the podcast. I'm ready to play some games. No, I'm just kidding. So my big story, that was just fluff, just giving you stuff to think about. We're not going to dwell on it too long. I thought it was a funny thing. But my big story today, have you heard of the group or the marketing of Blue Lives Murder?
No.
Have you heard of that?
What are you about to do to me, dude?
No, this is real. I have confirmation on this one. So apparently there's a campaign of merchandise that is promoting this group or this activist campaign group, whatever, of Blue Lives Murder. Okay. Now, would you like me to tell you where you can pick up some of this merchandise?
No, don't say it on the podcast. I'll take it out. I'll take that shit out.
Why? So we don't promote it, or we don't.
So we don't promote it. So we don't fucking promote it.
Okay.
They'll find out. They'll find out when they click on that website.
Okay. I don't know. It's a very popular distribution center.
Amazon.
Yes.
No shit.
100%.
No shit.
Even after a backlash from law enforcement, they continue to. They're not, it's like one of those things where you can sell your own stuff on Amazon. You know what I'm saying? Like you can put stuff on Amazon to sell. That's kind of how it is. But for Amazon not to take it off is kind of, well, hypocritical at first, but there's been a lot of backlash from law enforcement for them to take that shit down, according to The Blaze, is where I got this, okay? And if we start the flicker and stuff, just know we're having a bit of a storm out here. That's why I heard some lightning and thunder.
Yeah,
some
thunder.
So if we start having a feed problem, that might be because of that.
So but. I'm on Amazon right now, and if you type in Blue Lives in the search bar, it's the fourth thing that pops up.
Okay, I didn't even want to search it because I don't want that on my phone. So you're kind of braver than I am on that. I didn't want that shit on my phone. I didn't want to get no kind of advertisements from this group of any kind. So I would not take that shit on my phone. But since you did, and my laptop's just for gaming only, just so you know. That's all it's for. But so you need to move a little bit because I thought you were froze there, but I guess you're not. You were still for
so
a minute.
So I'm seeing one shirt. It's a blue shirt with white text on it that says Blue Lives Murder.
Okay.
But everything else that pops up is fucking, thin blue line looking shit.
Yeah.
Hate cops. Next time you need help, call a crackhead. I need to get this fucking shirt.
Oh, I like that. Well, see, and see, I think that's going to be Amazon's defense that they're allowed everything.
Yeah, yeah.
But why can't we? Okay, if that's the case, if Amazon can do that, why can't Facebook let Trump have his damn Facebook account back? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Why can't people just? Why is people? Real why quick. Are people getting banned on Facebook or YouTube? You know, shit like that.
So, wild thought. I probably shouldn't say this. What if there was a shirt? We have a shirt that says Blue Lives Murder. Okay. Now that's cool. That's awesome. Yeah. Because we're a bunch of fucking liberal idiots. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, what if there was a shirt that said Black Lives Murder? What was it? What?
Oh, you said liberals, motherfucker.
Is that the secret word of the episode?
That was my secret word of the episode. You said it.
Of the episode. Fuck yeah.
Yeah. I about knocked my damn computer table over to get it before we got too long, but.
Oh, shit.
You can't. Oh, all right. Back to what you were saying. You can't do that because that's spreading misinformation.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's just like January 6th was this most horrendous.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Tragedy of democracy. But what did we witness for fucking a year and a half prior to that? How many business owners lost their life savings? How many black business owners lost their life savings? And all their shit crumbling to the ground because of these peaceful protests.
Quote unquote.
Or mostly peaceful protests.
Mostly
I am so
peaceful,
sick.
Dude.
I am so up to here with these fucking word games with these motherfuckers too, by the way. The mostly peaceful bullshit. That's like saying partly fucking cloudy, motherfucker,
yeah.
Or partly sunny. It's either cloudy or sunny. This partly shit. That's a cop out.
I saw on the Weather Channel the other fucking day. That shit said partly cloudy with a chance of COVID. What the fuck is that?
Shit!
Yeah, motherfucker. Oh shit.
Gosh.
Yo.
Shit.
Yo.
How the hell you gonna freeze up right there? And I'm about to lay.
I don't know,
ass.
Dude. I don't know. You froze up. I was like, no, nah, right. Man.
Right. I'm gonna tell you this story.
Holy
shit. Jake just kind of. He just took the wind out of my sails there, but right when COVID was coming out and everybody was hopping on the information of COVID awareness shit.
COVID watch.
COVID watch. That's exactly what it was called. I got a fucking text alert or a notification from the Weather Channel about COVID. And I was like, what the fuck is the Weather Channel need to tell me about any goddamn thing about COVID?
Prior to this, you were already fucking pissed.
Oh, yeah. It was a bad fucking week. But I said, what the fuck is this? Cloudy with a chance of fucking COVID? I mean, What the fuck? Why is the Weather Channel giving me this shit?
I lost my shit too. I couldn't breathe.
I was livid. But you know what? I am so thankful that you were able to let me bring this story into the podcast, because that happened, what, a year ago?
Quite possibly.
Close to a year ago?
I mean, I was training with you. You were training me when all that was going down.
That was a hard minute ago. Yeah, I'm telling you, that was a while ago. And it was just the beginning. We just started the lockdown.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I think it was like, why is the Weather Channel giving me COVID updates? Give me what the fucking weather. That's all you're trained to do.
Yeah, just fucking
facts. They think they're experts because they took a 6-hour training class on how to update you on fucking COVID. Go fuck yourself. Get the hell out of here with that shit.
The fuck out of here.
The Weather Channel. I can't even get a fucking snowstorm to get a day off. But you tell me about what the fuck COVID's doing.
In celebration of Gay Boy Month, I got some. Sour cream and onion, toasted crackers, Ritz.
Let me tell you something, dude.
Ritz.
That's hilarious, by the way, because I'm going to bring up something that you did at work a couple of months ago. As you're talking shit, when that fucking Ritz shit came out, this homeboy over here is eating fucking Ritz crackers, talking shit about Ritz crackers. And he didn't even realize he's eating Ritz crackers at the time.
I knew I was eating Ritz crackers.
You heard this shit about Ritz crackers? This motherfucker's crazy, boy. He's got Ritz crackers. He's like, what the fuck is this?
Yo.
I was like, dude, you are eating Ritz crackers, and there's a whole box of it in your truck. And I was like, all right.
They're good.
All right. You can only boycott so many things, dude. I mean, look. I wish I didn't like Coca-Cola. Okay? As dumb as they are. Hey, but by the way, they backed off on that shit.
Mm-hmm.
I saw a story that they've backed off on that shit because it ain't going like they thought.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, wait, by the way, if you want to hear any news from Florida that ain't something crazy, Ron DeSantis has just passed a bill. I think he signed it today. Maybe it was yesterday. He signed it yesterday, maybe. So the first day of Gay Pride Month was kind of shadowed by Ron DeSantis banning transgender women from playing into biologically women sports. Did I say that right?
Hey,
we got that all lined up for you.
Some fucking libtard's going to have a problem with it, but
got that all lined up for you. Yeah.
What are you docking your fingers?
Yeah, whoa. Shit. No, but I thought, what a badass alpha move.
No, that's fucking badass.
That was Omega shit, bro. That was awesome.
That's fucking awesome.
Okay, so now let's talk about Oklahoma.
Oh, you're going to talk about Kevin Stitt?
Badass over there, too. So what happened in Oklahoma was, oh, shit, dude, did you cut out
what
your whole camera?
What the fuck?
Are you doing something special here?
No. I wish. That'd be awesome.
You have disconnected your camera.
I don't know what's going on.
Oh, shit. What's going on?
I don't know. Can you hear me?
I can hear you fine. We just can't see nothing. It's just green. You know, the
what
Discord
the
green.
Fuck?
We can edit this out, but I think you should leave it in. You left my shit in with the misfire, the premature misfire there.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. You were back. You left. You're back. You're back now.
Okay. Don't move. Okay. Hell yeah. Okay.
All right.
I don't know what that was.
I think leave it in.
I'll leave it in. Fuck it.
I think leave it in. This is real life, bitches. This is how this shit works. What you see, what we allow you to see, took a lot of work. So just know, when we see no comments in the comment section, hurts a little bit right there. A little bit on the hurt. Okay, so, all right, so Oklahoma. What's his name?
Kevin Stitt.
Kevin.
What the fuck?
I remember
all right, everybody. So, Oklahoma.
No. What's the guy's name?
His last name. I didn't want to mess up his first name like Gary. I didn't want to pull another Gary. Okay, Gary Newsom.
Another Andrew Cuomo.
Andrew. I did that on purpose. That was on purpose. But because I was gonna call him Comb Over, but you know, there's plugs. But anyway, Kevin Stitt was getting. He got. I'm not really sure how it started, but some vegan guy was giving him shit. So he said easy ways to be vegan on Memorial Day. I think that's how it
was. It was, yeah.
Okay, so Kevin Stitt said... Stint? Okay.
Yeah, that's it.
Stint said... did some kind of picture about cooking burgers and shit, you know, real food, what real Americans eat, whatever, you know, patriotic, whatever. So this dude does the. So PETA got pissed off and puts a billboard in Oklahoma about how eating meat. It was a meat week. So it was vegan week. So Kevin Stitt did a meat week.
Yeah.
Okay, that's what it was. That's how the back and forth went. Well, then PETA got involved and put a big ass fucking billboard.
It said
near the
welcome.
Near the, let me finish.
Well, it sounded like you were about to butcher it. No pun intended.
I'm not telling what the sign said. I'm telling it was like right outside the right near the main street road that goes to the governor's offices or something. It was a billboard to say.
This you cut out.
You wanted it. Okay, so what did the billboard say?
It said, welcome to Oklahoma. Home of the meathead, Kevin Stitt.
So guess what Mr. Stitt did? He rolled out some big-ass fucking barrel grills and had a big-ass fucking barbecue right under that fucking billboard.
Like a fucking boss. Man,
boss status right there, brother. Silver dangers, okay? Lead dangers right there.
What?
Balls of steel. Dangers. Lead dangers. Big balls. That took balls to do that. That's what I'm saying. Don't you fucking shit on me like that. That was good.
A danger.
A danger. What dangles between your legs, Jake?
You're saying danger? D-A, like danger? Danger?
No, dangle. Dangle.
Okay.
Get it together, bro.
All right, you guys tell us what he said.
I don't give a shit. You know how I am. So just roll with it. I'm just saying, that took big balls to pull that off.
Oh, that's fucking awesome.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I thought that was awesome. What other way could he have responded? That was genius
to
me.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm telling you, we got some badasses. We got some badass heavyweights showing up for the GOP and conservative side. I'm getting excited about it. I really am. I feel like we have a good shot at taking over the House and the midterms, and I think they're really helping that. You know what I'm saying? You start pulling badass moves like that, dude, that gets people excited. That's Trumpish.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's Trumpish. So I get excited about that shit. Yeah, well, fuck you. You know, you know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah? Fuck you. Let's have a barbecue. Steaks, burgers, hot dogs, whatever comes from a cow, pig, whatever. Fuck you, PETA. You ain't, you know. Sorry, that was
the
my
fuck
phone.
Was
my
that? Mother was trying to call,
my mother was trying to call me. I had to put her on silent. I'm sorry, Mom.
Podcast time. Oh, shit.
What'd you say? What happened?
I said, sorry, Mom. You know, podcast time.
Well, I mean, she, I don't know. It was my mom. I don't know. You know, it was my mom. If she listens to the podcast, she'll understand. All right. So, that was my mom. So, all right. So, anyway, have you got something for me? You got anything that I can feed off of for a while and make you talk?
So, Biden said, and I can't remember if I brought this up last episode, but it was in my notes, and I remember looking at it like, damn, I wish I would have brought that up. And
oh my God, my mom.
Do we need to take a break?
No. I hope it's not serious. Yeah. No, it's probably. Hey, did you see that video on Facebook about them two puppies or whatnot?
What?
No, I hope it's not serious, because I'm gonna really feel like shit if something happened. But no, it's fine. Voicemail. I can get a transcript of the voicemail. Maybe it's, you know, maybe we can do that.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's move on.
We'll post that on YouTube as well.
Nope.
Biden said the White House is more of a Monday through Friday thing. And I don't know if I touched on this last episode, but he has spent 14 out of 19 of his weekends at his hometown with his family.
In Delaware.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now,
you know, how much shit did they give Trump for working from what? Mar-a-Lago? What? Mario? Blah, blah, blah. Mar-a-Lago? I don't know how to say it.
I don't know, but I've got it written down here.
In Florida. The one in Florida.
I've got it.
Go ahead.
Where's the hatred the media showed for when Trump was playing golf?
Okay, so you were going to go there. Okay, all right. But he was also working from his home, you know, in Florida. You know, he was doing shit.
Mm-hmm.
Biden's taking a sippy cup to bed. You know what I'm saying? Warming up some milk, sipping a couple of preteens, and going hitting hay. You know what I mean? So
it doesn't get hard anymore, but because it could.
You know, don't get his hair standing up on his legs, bro. That's gross.
When they play with my leg hairs, it turns me on.
Wasn't he talking about roaches in that same video too?
God damn, I love children.
Oh, dude, you're going crazy now. I need you to dial it down just a bit. Dial it down.
I'm Biden.
No, you're not.
My name's Joseph Biden.
All right, you're going to have the FBI on us in any minute, but... man, they gave Trump so much shit for that, though.
Did you hear that? The FBI's coming for me. Giuliani, mail me those hard drives. We'll get him to the FBI.
You see what he's been dealing with, right? You see what he's been dealing with?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
They broke attorney-client privilege and stole all his fucking cloud data. I think, did we not talk about this on the last episode as well? Because that was also in my notes.
We did not. You didn't talk about shit. You were ready to go. You didn't. I'm telling you, bro. You gave me your artwork.
Yeah.
You know, well, what I'm
drawing. But, drawing pictures.
No. Well, man. I don't know. Public drawing. Would you consider that drawing, or is that just what would you call that?
What
would you call that drawing on a tablet?
Yeah.
What
do you think animators have made their entire careers over?
That
doing?
Ain't how it started, though. That ain't how that shit started. That started on the paper.
That started with a vision right here.
Okay, we're getting off track. This whole episode is off track.
Yeah, it's fine.
If we can make heads or tails out of it at the end of it, whatever. But they were saying, I heard something that they were, you know how the media's really trying to, they're really having a hard time covering up for the lack of Biden they're getting. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And they're talking about, they're asking, okay, this is really going to throw you, but I don't know how to pronounce the press secretary's name. And I've heard it called Flock? How do you pronounce the press secretary's name?
Press secretary, who's that, Jen Psaki?
Jen Psaki, yeah.
No. Okay. Her first name is Jen. Her last name is Psaki. Jen Psaki.
Jen Psaki.
Yeah.
You've
been fucked up. You've been fucked up because you've been hearing Glenn Beck call her Psaki. That's what's fucking you up.
I didn't know.
Glenn Beck, chill out, man. Chill out.
I don't I don't care about these people. The less I had to hear about them, the better. So I only care about winning on our side. Screw that side. But I really did have a hard time. I didn't know where to go with it, dude. The way it's spelled, it's just weird. It's just weird. But she was getting in a kind of a heated. I've also heard it called circle back soccer, or whatever. I don't know. But anyway, they're having a hard time explaining the absence of Joe Biden, you know, and they're trying to say he's out there. He's got a weightlifting regiment that he's doing. And so they posted a video of it. Well, the problem is that was in 2015. You know, the video that they posted of is Joe Biden with, I swear to God, 2.5 dumbbell.
Rocking the 2.5s?
Walking, you know, rocking the 2.5. And, I mean, he's just fucking, you know, manhandling that shit.
Rushing that shit.
Like a boss, you know what I'm saying?
Freaking.
I swear to God.
Freaking.
You know, it's like they don't even think that there's no chance of them getting caught. It was a 2015. It was before Trump was elected.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay? It was 6-7 years ago.
Jen Psaki came out and said about Biden's... that's what my favorite drinks. She said something about Biden's cognitive testing or whatever, and she said, you know, I can barely keep up with him. Yeah, yeah.
That's such bullshit.
Number one, bitch, if you can't keep up with Biden, then you also don't need your job.
You. It's because he's behind you.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Tell him what I need him to know, baby. You know?
Yes.
There'll be a room for you.
Fucking, that's hilarious. Trace is on that.
Yes. I don't know what they're trying to get away with, dude. The motherfucker's been AFK for a while. He only comes out for you know what they mean when they say they're putting on the lid in mm-hmm. political terms. That means there's no more.
Fuck.
And normal and
real quick,
prior.
Real quick, back that up just one more time because we skipped.
Okay, so you know what I mean by, or what they say about putting on the lid.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it means that there's no more new information coming out of the White House until tomorrow. Okay, so in previous administrations, that lid would be up until 9, 10, 11 o'clock at night. There was always a chance, you know, that there was always information coming. This motherfucker's putting the lid on at like 6 o'clock. Time for, you know, his favorite TV show.
Matlock's on at 6:30.
Some warm cookies and the milk through a sippy cup, and the lid's on at 6 o'clock. So I have absolutely zero problem believing him when he said the White House is a Monday through Friday thing. But you didn't see, I mean, Trump was up at 4 in the fucking morning sometimes tweeting and working and doing shit. You know what I'm saying? And we've all seen the movies. Okay, I need you to envision this. We've all seen the movies where the president is woken up in the middle of the night because Pakistan has invaded or something has happened.
Yeah.
And Israel is getting ready to launch an attack on whoever. Can you imagine the Biden wake-up call? Can you just envision that for a minute?
It's 7:45 p.m.
This motherfucker has just, you know, got his nightcap on, his long robe.
Stooge?
You know, looking like Ebenezer Scrooge.
Stooge. I said Stooge.
That's twice. You killed my thunder. All right, so yeah, Ebenezer. I just envision, hello, you know, some weird ass fucking noises coming from the bedroom. You know who I am. I have you serving in Leavenworth if you keep on waking me up. I am president. Okay. Well, Can you tell him to hold off for a couple hours? You know, there's no way that they're doing that to him.
No.
There's no way they're going and waking him up. He's not engaged.
Well, you
like
know
that.
Who they are waking up.
Kamala. I feel like that's really who's running the show right
yeah.
now.
Yeah, yeah.
I really feel that way. There's no way Biden can keep up. The motherfucker campaigned from his basement 7 days out of the week. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There's
yeah.
no way he's keeping up that kind of schedule, bro. There's just absolutely no way you can convince me that that's happening. But anyway, I feel like that this podcast has run its course.
You want to go ahead like and start doing some likes and follows?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like, you know, what else you want to talk about, Jake? You got anything quick? You know?
I had one story, but, you know, we've been sharing some laughs and we've been having a good time. And I really just kind of, at this point, I really just kind of don't
want Okay, I don't want you to leave. I want you to leave everything on the field this time. I don't want to hear no episode
no.
14 that, man, I didn't talk about, no, I didn't talk about this. Dude, this was awesome. Yeah. I cannot believe I didn't talk about it. No, I get you. All right, so I hope you enjoyed this podcast. Did we work really hard on it? I mean, you know, this is taking away from stuff that we like doing.
Okay, yeah.
But we enjoy doing this too. But we do, you know, like the likes, we like the shares, we like the views. Please hit us up on YouTube. Please hit us up on Apple, Google, Spotify. Our email, twogrumpyelephants@gmail.com, will be right under Jake's face there. You know,
I'm not going to edit that in.
You will. Or you'll look like the idiot.
What the fuck was that?
Fuck? No, man, no. I'm saying, you can't. All right. When you do, right here, folks, right here. Everybody, right here.
Well,
right here.
No, number one, I don't sound like that. Number no. two, the right here, that's usually for like the comment section. Because no. the comment section's down here. You know.
Yeah, okay.
He says that, he makes that face, but we froze up. He didn't even fucking hear a word I said.
Yeah, I heard enough.
Get the fuck out of here.
It's cool, man. It's cool. I'm just playing with you. We like to kid around here.
We like to have fun around here, if you haven't listened to the intro.
We dabble in tomfoolery a little bit. So, hey, man, great fucking show.
It's a good show.
It was fun. It was light. It's Wednesday, man. It's not, you know, sometimes our Wednesday shows are just kind of, like, anything that's happened that we feel like can't wait till Sunday. But we want to have fun on Wednesday, too. You know what I'm saying? So, like, it's going to be laid back.
For instance, your story on Trump and his blog,
you know, today about 3 o'clock.
That would have been old news by our Sunday show,
right?
You know, so we've got to do these middle of the week episodes, so we're not talking about old fucking shit by then.
100%. So with that being said, enjoy the rest of your week. We will be back on Sunday. You will probably get it Sunday night.
And what are we playing a game? We playing a game on Sunday?
I have no problem with that. You know, I'm on the Lightning, so I'm going to need you to pick up on that.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
That sounds fun. That sounds awesome. I mean, we could do a new game, or we can two wrongs don't make a right. Whatever you want to do.
I was thinking we do a second. Two wrongs don't make a right.
Okay.
And for those of you...
I haven't been the recipient of the stories.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and so, for those of you who don't know about that game, tune in Sunday. What the fuck else you want me to say?
What do we got to fucking say? We gotta explain everything?
God damn it! Fuck!
Join the fucking club!
All right, man. All right. Later.
Trace, later.